Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Totally Ice Hockey Show. It is day four of IIHF World Championship Hockey, and Lucas Aykroyd and Caroline Schved here with you. And Lucas, I want to start this podcast off with a pretty personal question, if you don't mind. I want to know, what do you do to relax when you're not reading hockey books or prepping for the next episode of the Totally Ice Hockey Show?
Relax? What's that? Well, you know what? Here in Vancouver, Caroline, I am lucky enough to live just steps away from Stanley Park, one of the most beautiful urban parks in North America. And especially this time of year when the days are getting lighter, I love to put on my running shoes and hit the trails. Stanley Park is also ringed by the Seawall, which is a 10-kilometer long paved path where Roberto Luongo famously walked to clear his head before home games in the 2011 Stanley Cup Final.
Amazing. You know, I love Stanley Park. I've biked there before. I've gotten lost. My bike was supposed to be a one-hour bike ride, ended up being, you know, 3.5. But nonetheless, it was beautiful. And you know, that's one of my favorite parts about Vancouver. So tell me, do you ever see any wildlife?
All the time. Like raccoons, skunks, lots of baby geese right now. I've even spotted some coyotes recently, which is unusual.
Ooh, wait, what do you mean unusual? You mean coyotes like Shane Doan or Mikhail Bodker?
No, I wish. Honestly, actually, I don't know the exact breed, but...
Wait, hold on. What's that sound? Why is our producer Lucy playing that music?
Oh, those are the musical beaver mascots of Riga 2006 again. You know what? I think Lucy wants us to get on with it and update everyone on all the exciting action at the 2021 IIHF World Championship.
We'll talk about Vancouver and all the beautiful scenery another time. Maybe we'll need another podcast specifically for that. But right now, let's start with all the important scores that we saw today. Go ahead, Lucas.
We have Slovakia beating Russia 3-1, Slovakia's first win over Russia in 17 years. Host Latvia downing Italy 3-0. The Czech Republic getting in the win column with a 3-2 overtime win over Belarus. And drumroll, Germany 3, Canada 1. Canada opening the tournament with 3 losses for the first time ever. But ecstasy for Germans.
Right? Okay, yikes. Just that's all I have to say, but we're going to get into all the games in just a second. But first, we have to mention all of the incredible reads that we have up on IIHF.com. If you're craving more hockey in your life and you want to soak everything up, we have you covered. And here are just a few examples. Andy Potts wrote an awesome piece on the British impact on Soviet hockey in the 1950s. Our very own Lucas Aykroyd gives us some throwback memories and history about the first time the IIHF World Championship was held in Riga back in 06. And last but least, a must read by Derek O'Brien on record low shots at the World Championships. Now, if you guys are anything like me, you're going to want to know everything that's going on in Latvia. Between our amazing writers, social media content producers, hosts, and everyone behind the scenes remotely and in Latvia, we're working so hard and having a lot of fun doing so, keeping you fans up to speed on everything. So check it all out. I promise you guys will be happy that you did. But enough of me. Coming up next, we have our take on the best performances of the day. So don't go anywhere.
Bounces at the line. This is grabbed off with the empty net. Ravik for Solarik. He'll drop it back, and DeLoga scores into the empty net. Taylor for Bill, and that shot cleared, and now Kovalik alone. Dominik Kovalik for the win to the backhand. Scores!
Walker shoots. That's blocked by Nobles. And that is empty, and shooting for it. They get it.
Let's talk game of the day, Caroline, and because this is the tournament of upsets, once again, we have not won, but two games of the day. Yeah, you know, I'm at the point where if we have a day with no upsets, I'll find it actively upsetting. I mean, it'd be like a diet going from Black Forest cake and filet mignon to bread and water. But you know what? Lots to sink our teeth into today.
But, you know, sidebar, I love bread. So if it's bread and water, I'd be happy. But you're right. There's been a lot of juicy games, a lot of upsets. And On that note, for the first time in 25 years, yes, you guys heard that right, the Germans defeated the Canadians in World Championship play, an absolute disaster and disappointment for the Canadians. And I know I said this before, but I know this isn't the most talented Canadian roster we've seen, but I was definitely expecting more from Team Canada at this tournament, and I know I'm not alone in saying that. But as for the Germans, they're 3-0 so far, and I'm assuming they're feeling pretty good if their singing of the national anthem after the game is anything to go by.
You know what? Full marks to Germany. They worked hard. They found a way. We said yesterday, Canada needs a good start. Instead, the Germans jump out to that 2-0 first period lead. Now, Germany's discipline questionable, but they kill off 2 5-on-3 man advantages, shot blocking like there's no tomorrow. And of course, goalie Matthias Niederberger coming up huge with 39 saves. Canada is just snake-bitten offensively, outscored 10-2 through three games. I don't know, maybe the Arizona guys accidentally traveled to Riga with some rattlesnakes in their bags. You know, Canada's trying, okay? Like, they've fired 105 shots on goal so far, more than any other team. Problem is, they keep hitting the goalie. Canadian coach Gerard Gallant hoping to finally get some puck luck. Here's what he said afterwards.
Three straight losses from Canada, you don't expect that, but we battled in all the games. We outchanced our teams in all the games, so we got to make sure we're ready to come back. I mean, we have four games left. Obviously, we have to win out. We got to go 4-3, and then we'll see what happens there.
Now, Lucas, we know that Team Canada GM Roberto Luongo and assistant GM Shane Doan have all the playing experience in the world, but not necessarily a lot of management experience. Do you think that plays a little bit into Canada's performance thus far at this year's tournament?
Frankly, no. I'm sure they placed a lot of phone calls to players, and with the special circumstances this year of the pandemic and an NHL season that was all over the place, they had a harder time than usual getting guys to say yes. Now, that's not an excuse. Canada has great depth, but the old, we could send 3 or 4 teams that could win gold line, it just doesn't hold water anymore. I remember back in 2002, 60 Canadian players turned down GM Lanny McDonald for the Worlds in Sweden. Canada ends up losing in the quarterfinals to eventual champion Slovakia. That's 20 years ago. Let's go back further. For goodness sake, when Canada finished second behind the Soviet Union in 1954, get this, it was considered a scandal back home, but Canada that year was repped by the East York Lyndhursts. Who? Well, that was an Ontario Senior B team sponsored by a local car dealership. I mean, that seems wild that they could finish second at Worlds. Today, you just need a higher caliber of player. And, you know, I'm sure Luongo and Doan would love to have summoned the kind of talent they played Worlds with. The Danny Heatleys, the Scott Niedermeyers. Here, we're seeing a Canadian team that works hard, but really struggles to finish. And now, it's an uphill climb to make the quarters.
You know, you got to feel for the Canadians, but you know, it's just been a disappointing performance, and you got to tip your hat to the Germans, because 3-0 in the tournament, it's huge. And also another team who's 3-0 in the tournament, and we're going into our next game of the day. It goes to Slovakia and their big 3-1 win over the Russians. So right now, like I said, they're 3-0 in the tournament. They have to have all the momentum and confidence on their side going into this next game and the next phase of the tournament.
I mean, like I said, beating Russia for the first time in 17 years at the Worlds. Let's get some context here. Caroline, what were you doing on April 30, 2004?
I can't remember exactly, but I would say that I was probably in school.
Well, because you put education first, you missed out. You missed out on Slovakia's 2-0 win over Russia at the 2004 Worlds, with Marian Hossa and Ronald Petrovicki doing the damage in Ostrava. That year, it was Jan Lašák in net with the shutout. Fast forward to today, Julius Hudacek with 28 saves for the upset 3-1 win. Now, it's always fun to get bragging rights on your buddies, right? I mean, what's better? Hudacek plays for Spartak in the KHL, so he knows these Russian players well. And Kudacek's Swedish goalie coach with Spartak, Stefan Persson, is also Russia's goalie coach. You know, it reminds me of that scene in Star Wars where Darth Vader, another masked man, he says to Obi-Wan Kenobi, "The circle is now complete. When I left you, I was but the learner. Now, I am the master."
I've never, fun fact, and Lucas, my street cred might go down with you now that I admit this, I have never seen one Star Wars movie, but I do know this line. Luke, I am your father. How was that impression?
It's good, but biologically, I find that unlikely. I mean, who knows, right? But it's a long shot. You know what? The main thing is that you didn't say that you really like the prequels. So that's all I care about.
I'm sorry to all the Totally Ice Hockey fans who probably have dropped off this podcast episode because I admitted that. But I mean, it's better to be honest than not, right?
Exactly. Hockey geek here, Star Wars geek too.
Okay, so today when we ask, who the man?
Who the man?
The answer is obviously who?
The Czech. Okay, you know what? That's bang on, but also props to Martin Gernot coming up with the third period winner on the PP with under 7 minutes to go in the third. Okay, switching gears to Russia. In their upcoming games, they're going to want to work hard to draw a few more penalties. Slovakia taking just two minors in this game. Russia's lone goal coming from Alexander Barabanov with the man advantage. Good news for Russia, though. The Olympic gold medalists from 2018 are also getting some NHL reinforcements. Washington's pain is Valeri Bragin's gain. After the Bruins took out the Capitals on Sunday, we found out goalie Ilya Samsonov and defenseman Dmitry Orlov are coming to Riga. Another big score, St. Louis sniper Vladimir Tarasenko. With his Blues getting taken out by Colorado, the 2019 Stanley Cup champion should be hungry to finish his season on a high note. And Tarasenko last played Worlds in 2015 when the Canadians hammered Russia 6-1 in the final. So he's got some unfinished business here.
There's that hockey knowledge we know and love, Lucas. All right, guys, that's it for our games of the day. But now we're going to move on to some recaps, and we're going to start with the Czech Republic and Belarus.
Dominik Kubalík finally getting the Czechs in the win column with a great breakaway goal in overtime. And who better to ease the minds of Czech fans than this Chicago star? I just loved watching the goal. Watched the replay a few times. I mean, he gets the stretch pass, heads up all the way, tucks the puck on the backhand through the legs of Belarus goalie Alexei Kolosov. Kind of like how Marc Messier did it back in the 80s. And Kolosov, he gave Belarus a chance all night long with 35 saves. So, end of the day, the Czechs stay unbeaten against Belarus all time, and the men from Minsk get another point in the standings. Fairly close to a win-win, I'd say.
Absolutely. And last but not least, a quick recap on our host nation, the lovable Latvians, and their big 3-0 win over the Italians.
Italy competed. They made it hard on the Latvians, who struggled to score at times, but unlike, unfortunately, Canada, they finally got the goals they needed, including two empty netters. Justin Fazio, Italy's goalie, the big story here, with shots favoring Latvia 44-12. And Martin Karsom steps up, the Latvian leader, with a pair of goals. Latvia has 7 points through three games now, getting closer to that quarterfinal dream on home ice.
Amazing. All right, Totally Ice Hockey fans, that's it for our recaps and our games of the day. Right now, Lucas is going to take you on a stroll down memory lane. And after that, we're going to preview the next day of games at the IIHF World Championships.
May 24, 2014. When the stakes are high and tempers flare, coaches can get nasty. And that's exactly what happened when Russia defeated Sweden 3-1 in the 2014 World Championship semifinal in Minsk. There was no love lost between Russian coach Oleg Znarok and Swedish assistant coach Rickard Grönborg. In the dying moments, Sweden's Mikael Backlund got a game misconduct for charging on Sergei Plotnikov, and World War III erupted between the benches. Grönborg yelled furiously at Znarok, while the Russian coach responded with a throat-slashing sign. After the game, Znarok told reporters, "The Swedish forward was out of order. It's a great quality to be able to lose gracefully. Our team has character." However, the IIHF disciplinary committee objected to Znarok's throat-slashing sign and suspended him for the gold medal game against Finland. That didn't stop the Russians from winning gold by a 5-2 score under assistant coach Harris Vitalinch.
And this is it. The final siren ended up with a gold medal around the necks. Russia 5, Finland 2. This is the final score of the final game.
In front of a pro-Russian crowd of more than 15,000, Evgeny Malkin scored the decisive goal on a 5-on-3 in the second period. Znarok sat upstairs, monitoring the action closely. Afterwards, Alexander Ovechkin paid an almost poetic tribute to Znarok, saying, "If you don't know Znarok, he is a very emotional man who answers for his words and for his men. He was the captain of this ship, and he led it on the right course. And this leader was taken away from us, but we fought for him and for our relatives, our children, the entire Russia." So, you can debate whether what Znarok did in the semifinal was worse than John Tortorella trying to fight Bob Hartley, or Mark Crawford making a crack about the steel plate in Scotty Bowman's head. But one thing's for sure, that wild win over Sweden in 2014 propelled Russia onward toward its fourth gold medal in 7 years.
Lucas, we're going to start previewing the next day's action. Are you ready?
Bring it on.
Bring it on. Okay, let's start with Great Britain and Denmark. Denmark is in a slightly better position than Great Britain in terms of standings, but let's be honest, this is a game where both teams really need to leave everything out on the ice and get that W, get that result. Hit us with everything we need to know.
Remember the before times? 2019. Well, that was when the last and only previous game between these countries happened. Denmark hammering Great Britain 9-0. Now, 9-0's pretty rough. Well, I mean, unless you're a winner. Like, I remember in Vancouver, Pat Quinn, the coach, he famously smashed his stick at practice this one time, and then the Canucks go out and beat Edmonton 9-0 the following night. That was fun. I mean, at least for me, in those days when I would wear my vintage Canucks skate logo jersey to the University of Victoria. But anyway, let's get back to Denmark, Great Britain. Here is what Danish coach Heinz Ehlers had to say after his team lost 1-0 to Switzerland on Sunday and mustered just 4 shots on goal, an all-time record low.
It's probably going to be kind of another game for us where we're going to have the puck a little bit more and be more creative, but there are no easy games at a World Championship. When you look at the results so far in the tournament, there's been some really big surprises, and we respect Great Britain too.
So, after what GB was able to do to Slovakia, limiting their opponents to just 2 goals, I do expect a significantly tighter game than 9-0. But by the same token, 4 shots on Switzerland, that's embarrassing for Denmark, and I expect them to throw everything they've got at the British net. And you know what? Looking for some goals from forwards not named Niklas Jensen. He, of course, had the hat trick in that opening 4-3 upset over Sweden. Who could be the breakout man? Well, I'll say Mikael Bodker. We mentioned him earlier, former Coyote. And he has 2 assists, 4 shots, and 709 NHL games under his belt. Maybe he'll be the next breakout attacker for these Danish Vikings.
Never know. Okay, moving on to USA and Kazakhstan. I'm really excited about this one and to see who comes out on top. We know that the Americans are coming off a pretty big confidence boost after beating Canada 5-1. But we also know that this Kazakhstan team can play after their last game upsetting the reigning champs in a shootout. So hockey fans, I feel like this is a game we'll definitely want to tune into. And Lucas, take us away and tell us more.
Well, lots of domestic talent for Kazakhstan, but they're also getting great mileage out of their naturalized players so far, including Canadian-born defenseman Darren Dietz, who's leading the team right now with an average ice time of 25 minutes and 33 seconds a game. Fun fact, Dietz dressed up as the great Russian poet Alexander Pushkin and recited poetry at the KHL All-Star Game once. I mean, what can you say, right? Like, the man is poetry in motion. He will have a little bit of extra responsibility because Viktor Svedberg, the huge Swedish-born defenseman for Kazakhstan, out for this game due to a one-game suspension for cross-checking Finland's Jere Innala. Now, most of the Kazakhs play for Baris Nur Sultan, and you can see that in how cohesive they are. As we've said before, they've got to aim for another shootout win. Shootouts are their thing. They are the shootout kings. Conversely, the Americans will want to go out there, just try to blow this thing open with their speed. More goals out of Jason Robertson and Trevor Moore. And Tage Thompson, I'm keeping my eye on him. He is pressing, zero goals right now, but tied for the team lead with five shots. This should be USA's game, but don't count out those Kazakhs.
Awesome stuff, Lucas. And next up is a rematch of the 2018 World Championship final with Switzerland taking on Sweden. This is a storyline in itself.
Yeah, but a very different scenario where Switzerland suddenly looks like the favorite. Trey Kroener sagging with two straight losses to Denmark and Belarus, looking to get back on track now. For Switzerland, the key offensively is the chemistry between Timo Meier and Nico Ishe just continuing to grow. The Swedes outscored 5-3 so far. They could just use any good vibes whatsoever. Some hope for Johan Garpenlöve and his guys. The Swedes have got to behave themselves. They're known for being quite strict and moralistic historically. At least that's the stereotype with their Scandinavian neighbors. So they need to stay out of jail. They need to stay out of the box. Switzerland, the tournament's best power play so far. 4-for-8. Just ask the Czechs. So it's going to be interesting. This is crunch time for those Swedes.
Lastly, the reigning champs Finland are taking on Norway, and this game might be a close one.
It might be. You know what? Fact number one, Finland has never lost to Norway at the Worlds. They've got a record of 18 wins and two ties. Fact number two, the Finns have scored just three goals in Riga so far, despite firing 77 shots over two games. Now, realistically, I do not expect Norway's Mathias Tretenes to come out and score another hat trick. I do expect the Finns to come hard, try to build an early lead, and then just suck the life out of Norway like a gigantic tractor beam in Star Wars. I know you would relate to that. But I'm not going to make any bold prediction because this is the tournament of upsets. And if I make those bold predictions, I'm going to regret it tomorrow. I'm going to look at myself in the mirror and go like, buddy, what were you thinking? I've learned my lesson.
I was just about to say that. I feel like we need to call Riga the upset city because every single time I'm like, okay, I have faith in this team. They end up losing to another team for the first time ever. So, you know, I'm keeping my mouth zipped too. And I'm just looking forward to all the action tomorrow. And of course, recapping everything with you tomorrow, Lucas. So right now that's a wrap for everyone on the Totally Ice Hockey Show. Everyone enjoy all the hockey that we've got going on. It's a great day to be a hockey fan, and we'll see you tomorrow. And you know what, Lucas? I'm going to start Googling some stuff on Star Wars so I have a few references ready because I feel a little bad that I wasn't able to contribute there.
May the Force be with you.
Awesome.